On the steps of the California State Capitol, families impacted by police violence and abuse stood alongside Senator Connie Leyva and Assemblymember Christina Garcia. They urged the state legislature to approve a measure that would eliminate key restrictions to California's victim compensation program. Tinish Hollins, executive director at California's for Safety and Justice, said victims of police violence or their family members should have the right to apply to the state program.
We want to make clear that this bill doesn't absolve individuals of accountability or create a financial benefit or incentive for people to commit crimes. Victims compensation will provide an opportunity for people who have been harmed and or their surviving family members to apply for reimbursement for things like medical bills, therapy, housing relocation, burial assistance, and meet their immediate needs.
State Senator Connie Leyva of the Inland Empire said that the measure would not absolve people from accountability or create a financial benefit or incentive to commit crimes. She said it would remove barriers for victims seeking help. Applications to the California Victims Compensation Board could be submitted and reviewed without a police report. Police reports are not released during investigation. Supporters of the legislation say families continue to have to financially process a tragedy, regardless of police cooperation. That results in bills piling up without assistance. Ashley Monterosa, whose brother Sean was killed by Vallejo police in 2020, said their family couldn't receive state assistance, which they badly needed.
There was no support from Solano County or the state to provide our family with access to funeral arrangements, therapy, or support to pay medical bills that fell onto our family. But if SB 299 had already been law, our parents would have been able to take time off work to mourn and plan for his funeral. We, his sisters, could have accessed counseling to help us process our grief of losing our only brother.
Ashley and her sister Michelle Monterosa said although their family may not qualify or benefit from SB 299, other survivors deserve to seek help without restrictions. I'm Pamela Strada for Pacifica Radio.